Hey, Friars, welcome to Friday Fails. Today, I want to talk about the importance of being true to yourself when operating your business. I've been speaking to a lot of people in our coaching groups, our free contractor fight group, our paid battleground group, and our one-to-one coaching customers. And there's been a common theme this week of people who are just kind of struggling because there's lots of friction in their world and they're trying to figure it out. And ultimately, as I dug into it, they're fucking themselves over with a lack of clarity on several aspects that we'll talk about today. And the first and foremost was, and this struck me personally as well, was the business plan. It's like, are you setting yourself up for success with the way your business is structured? And what I mean by that, as I use myself as an example, when I jumped into the trades, my mentor that got me going and I had completely different end games in mind. And I failed to take that in consideration when I was taking his advice and I started implementing basically his business plan to build my business. So instead of taking stock of the life I wanted for myself and reverse engineering a business to serve that, I just kind of ran headlong into a business model that ultimately stripped me of many of the things that I got into working for myself for, my personal time, ability to do my hobbies, hang out with my family, because instead of building a business that served me, what I did was I just created this monster, multi-crew production machine monster with tons of marketing that had me driving all over Hell's Half Acre to service it. And it consumed every aspect of my life and nearly destroyed me before I found Tom, got a handle on it and blew it up and built it back to what it currently is, which is a low friction, high profit cash machine that lets me pursue the things that really make me tick and feed my soul, of which painting houses is far and away not one of them. So another area that's been coming up recently with people in our group is lack of clarity on kind of both the ideal client and the ideal project. So an ideal client to me is I take 10 to 20 of my past customers that if I could just clone them and work for them day after day after day, what were their characteristics that are common and how do I find more of them? And for me, I look for decent people with beautiful houses on the coast. So my guys are happy working there. They have nice sea breeze. They like to throw money at me because money's not the main focus. They're looking for productivity. They're looking for professionalism. They're looking for a company that makes their life easy so they can just get along with their bougie lives without having to babysit the contractor. And so everything I do, all of my marketing, all of my verbiage, everything is, and my systems are tailored to cater to this specific yacht club, golf club, professional client that values my making their life easier more than the lowest price and frankly, more than the finest quality craftsmanship, because that's not what we deliver. We deliver ease of doing business with us, convenience, seamless bullshit, and in and out of your hair quickly, which is what our customers want. The other flip side of that is, what's your ideal project look like? If you're just kind of dragging into these jobs where you're coming in over hours, it's a ton of materials and lead times and specialty trades you have to get in to do this shit, you might want to reconsider what you're selling. For years, we did historical restoration. I would take on the highest, gnarliest jobs on the side of the cliff, ladders in the ocean, all this kind of badge of honor crap. Until one day I woke up and I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, I'm making my life harder. I learned there was a reason the more established companies weren't doing these jobs because they're a pain in the ass. And I started just looking at my job costing and seeing which projects are the most profitable for me. And I started just blacklining out the ones that were low profit and the pain in the ass. They just went away. I just stopped doing them. Historical houses, I'll leave it to some other clown to deal with that shit. I don't want it anymore. Decks, all these things I just cast away based on the fact that they just were too much friction for the money they generated for me. On the flip side, I looked at the jobs that were high profit. I looked at the jobs that were easy to find staff for. So if you've got hiring problems finding subs to do your work because it's too technical or too specialized, look for the projects that it's easy to find help or train people to do. And once I made that transition, our jobs were easily repeatable. It was easy to fill the van with quality guys or to train people to the skills they needed. And it was our schedule and everything was much easier to maintain because we could do these things in our sleep. And maybe the craftsman in you, you know, don't like these projects. You like working on the unicorns. For me, I'm more of a production mindset. I just want ease of business. I want to be able to drop people into situations repeatedly and not reinvent the wheel job after job. So this is the way I stripped a lot of the bullshit out of my world by just identifying my ideal project and then layered that with my ideal customer. And a lot of the nonsense related to business has kind of disappeared. And the final area that I've been seeing people struggling with lately is related to the sales process. You know, our Shinfu pre-qualification process is what a lot of these guys use, but it's not one size fits all. You know, it works for some people, doesn't work for others. And there's different trades. Some trades are super emotional where there's lots of motive involved and it's a big dollar amount. These people really want to go over the details. And others, like paying a hall bathroom, is fairly transactional. They're not looking for a life story or a best friend. So people are getting kind of caught in the weeds and figuring out what's the best level of pre-qualification based on their services. And additionally, people are having a hard time just feeling like themselves. I had one guy, one of my one-to-one coaching clients, was just really struggling making a connection with customers. And so we drilled down on it. For a while, we thought it was just it's just tire kicker season or something like that. But as as the season went on and we kind of kept working on this and talking about it, it really became clear that this dude just wasn't connecting because he wasn't comfortable. He didn't feel authentic to himself. And so what we did was he kind of looked at the sales, the pre-qual system, the Shinfu, distilled it down to like what we call the spirit of the conversation, just like what's the vibe you're throwing out at people, how you're addressing them, are you being curious and kind of peeling back what they want. And doing that in his own words, but more importantly, do that in his own style. So he's just comfortable in his own skin. And lo and behold, that afternoon, went out and sold more jobs than he had in any single day because he was simply able to be himself, not trying to put himself in a box that he didn't fit in. And there's been several other people that just had to kind of take a step back, get clarity on why the sales process didn't feel right to them, why it wasn't being effective, breaking that down, getting some clarity on what the issue was, figuring a workaround. And now all these guys are killing it because it's, you know, life isn't one size fits all. And it's important to really know what makes you tick as a person as far as just applying systems that maybe work for others. So with that, I will leave you. I would encourage you, as I always do, to take objective looks at yourself and your business, see where things are going sideways, and be honest with yourself about how you can improve them, how you can make some switches. And that's the way we all get better. So with that, I appreciate you joining me on Friday Fails. Talk to you all next week.